Your Excellency George W. Bush, President of the United States of America, Mrs. Laura Bush, and other distinguished members of the U.S. delegation, Vice President Joseph Boakai and Mrs. Boakai, Mr. Speaker, Mr. President Pro Tem and honorable members of the National Legislature, Mr. Chief Justice, Associate Justices of the Supreme Court, and members of the Judiciary, members of the Cabinet and other government officials, Mr. Doyen, Excellencies, and members of the Diplomatic Corps, Her Excellency the Special Representative of the Secretary General of the United Nations, officer staff, men and women of the United Nations Mission in Liberia, heads of other international and local partner organizations, the Chief of Staff, men and women of the Armed Forces of Liberia, former officials of government, traditional leaders, chiefs and elders, political and business leaders, labor and trade union leaders, youths and students organization, head of civil society, members of the press, distinguished ladies and gentlemen. Mr. President, today is a significant day for Liberia-U.S. relations. It is therefore a combined honor and privilege for me to welcome you, Mrs. Bush, and your delegation to our country. You are the third President of the United States to visit our country. The visits of your predecessors and this visit have all occurred at moments in our country's history when Liberia was at the crossroads, when we had to make a choice between the paths of progress and peace on the one hand and conflict and bad governance on the other. The visit of President Roosevelt in 1943 came at a time when humankind was confronting the scourge of the Second World War, the end of which ushered in a new world order, punctuated by the creation of the United Nations and a global commitment to peace, protection of human rights, advancements of democracy and freedom, and respect for the territorial integrity of all nations. Liberia then chose the path to peace. That choice made it possible for us as a nation to be a signatory to the establishment of the United Nations, to take leadership in the liberation struggles that resulted in the independence of several African states. Efforts to forge African solidarity through the Organization of African Unity found its roots here in 1959 in our northern city of Sanikwile. When President Jimmy Carter visited in April 1978, Liberia was at the peak of its pre-Civil War days, showing signs of steady economic growth on the one hand, while on the other, juggling the challenges and the realities of the radicalization of our political and ethnic diversity. Simultaneously, perhaps in the neglect of those realities, we continue to put emphasis on our regional and continental leadership role as the oldest Black Republic of Africa. Shortly after that visit, our nation descended into a spiral of decline, starting with the military intervention in politics in 1980, which subsequently degenerated into a civil war that spanned more than 14 years. It was during that time that the forces of evil hijacked the Liberian state, and a period of mutual suspicion between our two countries became a painful reality. Your visit to our country today is a clear indication that the cloud of suspicion has been dissipated by our renewed bilateral relationship, a relationship that spans the birth of this nation, two world wars, and the chilly years of the Cold War. Mr. President, this visit, like those of your two predecessors, comes at a time when Liberia is recovering from the bitter experience of our recent past and entering a phase of our national polity that positions us to reclaim our place in the Committee of Nations by following a path of good governance, economic growth for our people, and ensuring justice and the rule of law for all our citizens and all others who reside within our borders. And lest the historians fail to note, let me quickly point out that never before in the relationship of our two countries have the same two presidents of Liberia and the United States met four times in a space of 2 years. And to you, Mrs. Bush and Secretary Rice, no other American First Lady or Secretary of State has visited our country twice in just 2 years. I'm one of two Liberian presidents to have been given the opportunity to speak to a joint meeting of the U.S. Congress, and the first to have been honored by you, Mr. President, with the Presidential Medal of Freedom. We therefore have an obligation to you, Mr. President, and to the American people to justify this confidence by improving the quality of life of all of our people through programs that are designed to reduce poverty, build human and institutional capacity, and help our citizens to operate at their full potential to cross that psychological threshold where they would be limited only by their imaginations. As we welcome you, Mr. President, Mr. Bush, and your entourage, it is befitting that we acknowledge with thanks the key role that the United States has played and continues to play in helping to end our silver crisis through your financial support for UN peacekeeping missions, which will ultimately be replaced by our own security forces, whose ongoing training is supported by your administration and by the Congress. We understand the need, Mr. President, for reducing the levels of support for the peacekeeping force, but please do not do so sharply as to affect our security until our forces are ready. As you see them here, standing tall, proud of their achievements in training, but needing more time to be truly ready in size and capability. Mr. President, we thank you also for the economic and technical assistance your country continues to provide through USAID and other bilateral programs to help us meet some of the critical needs of our people in the areas of roads, electricity, health, education, rural governance, and other pro-growth initiatives. The support for relief from debt arrears accumulated over a 25-year period removes the burden from generations to come. The special support through PEPFAR to combat HIV/AIDS and the special education initiative announced by Mrs. Bush at the UN General Assembly last year move us closer to achieving the Millennium Development Goals. The reopening of the American International School and the expected return of Peace Corps send a strong message of confidence. On a more personal note, Mr. President, I was deeply honored 2 years ago when you sent a delegation headed by Mrs. Bush, accompanied by Secretary of State Rice, to attend my inauguration. That show of support helped immensely in signaling to the world that our bilateral relationship is back on track, and indeed, Liberia is open for business with America and the world. This follows a show of goodwill when Mrs. Nixon attended the inauguration of President Talbot in 1972. I want to take this opportunity to thank you, my friend, Mrs. Bush, for this visit and for all the support you have given to support our girls' education and health initiatives. These activities have earned you a special place in the hearts of all young Liberian girls. Mr. President, I say with the strongest conviction that Liberia is on its way to economic recovery. A recovery aided immensely by the support from your administration and the American people. Yet, we are proud that there's a mutuality of interest and benefit proud that our nation has full ownership of our agenda and assumes primary responsibility for our own destiny. This is why, Mr. President, we intend to make the private sector the main engine of growth in our economy. This is why we have qualified for AGOA and are struggling to become a threshold country under the requirements of the Millennium Challenge Corporation. This is why we welcome the renewed interest that OPEC and corporate America have shown in investing in our natural resource-rich country. This is why we will aim for trade rather than aid, investment and business partnerships rather than humanitarian handouts. This is why, Mr. President, we are bold to welcome innovative initiatives which others see with suspicion. Mr. President, as we welcome you and your entourage to Liberia today, we thank God that the guns of war are silenced, our reconciliation process is underway, our people are beginning to sleep more soundly at night, our children are smiling again, and Liberians at home and abroad are reclaiming their pride and national identity. We invite you and your entourage to enjoy our unique Liberian hospitality. You are safe here, and it is our hope that this visit will be remembered by historians, not by the length of your stay, but by the pleasant memories we know you will take back home, by the promise it holds for stronger U.S.-Liberian relations as we stand together to promote democracy, good governance, and economic development, and to fight our common, implacable enemy of terrorism. Once again, a hearty Liberian welcome.
Madam President, you're right, we have met four times, and every time, I'm the better for it. I appreciate the warm welcome we've received from the people of your beautiful country. We bring with us the greetings and best wishes of the American people. I'm proud to be traveling today, not only with a strong delegation headed by my wife, but also the Secretary of State, Condoleezza Rice. I'm so honored to be with your troops. I'm looking forward to the display of talent and professionalism we're about to see. I thank those who've worked hard to help them become professional soldiers, all in the cause of bringing peace and security to the people of Liberia. Though we're over 4,500 miles from the United States, I feel pretty much at home here. In Liberia, you fly the Lone Star flag. Of course, I was the former governor of Texas. We call ourselves the Lone Star State. Your capital is named for an American president, and of course, I am an American president. The name of your country, Liberia, means land of the free, and there is no place I feel more welcome than a land where liberty is love and the hope of freedom reigns. This country was founded by former American slaves who came here seeking the freedom they had been denied in my country. Through hard work and determination, they established the first independent republic on the continent of Africa. The free country they built became a source of pride for her people and a strong ally in the cause of freedom. As the president said, Franklin Roosevelt came here in 1943 to confer with your great president, Edwin Barclay. Together, our two nations helped defeat the forces of fascism. Together, our two nations helped save millions from lives of tyranny and despair. In the intervening years, Liberia saw days of challenge and sorrow. You suffered a descent into dictatorship and chaos. Civil wars took the lives of hundreds of thousands of your citizens. Yet even in the darkest moments, the Liberian people never gave up on the hope that this great nation would once again be the land of the free that its founders intended. In 2005, you reclaimed your liberty. You went to the polls and chose the first woman ever elected to lead an African nation. President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf has been a strong leader for the Liberian people. She's been a strong partner of the United States of America. I'm proud to call her friend, and I'm proud of the work we are doing together to help the people of this nation build a better life. Together, we're fighting the scourge of disease. It is irresponsible for comfortable nations to stand by knowing that young babies are dying from mosquito bites. It is unnecessary, and the United States will continue to lead the cause to eradicate malaria from the continent of Africa. We're working to lift the burden of debt so that Liberia can achieve her potential and unleash the entrepreneurial spirit of her citizens. We're working to help the children of Liberia get a good education so they'll have the skills they need to turn their freedom into a future of prosperity and peace. And today, Madam President, I'm proud to announce that the United States will provide 1 million textbooks over the next year. As well as desks and seating for at least 10,000 Liberian school children by the start of the new school year. Together with the help of the United Nations mission in Liberia, we're working to heal the wounds of war and strengthen democracy and build a new armed forces that will be a source of security for the Liberian people instead of a source of terror. In all these areas, we're making good progress. You know, one thing I've learned, and I suspect the people of Liberia have learned, it's easier to tear a country down than it is to rebuild a country. Absolutely. And the people of this good country must understand the United States will stand with you as you rebuild your country. And you are making progress, and it's possible because of the iron will of the lady you lovingly refer to as Ma. That would be you, Madam President. I appreciate the fact that you've ushered in an age of reform, and you've opened up a new chapter in the relationship between our country. And as you mentioned, it was my high honor to welcome you to the White House last year and present you with America's highest civil honor, the Presidential Medal of Freedom. I'm pleased to visit your land. I thank you for the invitation. I thank the Liberian people for courage and steadfastness and enduring faith in the power of freedom. With your continued determination, there is no doubt in my mind that Liberia will become a beacon of liberty for Africa and the world, and you will forever uphold the Lone Star. May God bless you, and may God bless the people of Liberia.